and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday show. Jess out again today, and I called it yesterday. I know Jessica Dutra well enough.
You really are psychic with that, because she seemed fine to me the other day, and you were like, she's not going to be in. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I literally know Jessica Dutra well enough. I know the patterns, right? Like, and she always does this too. She even texts me. She was like, hey, I think if I just take one day off, I'll be back Thursday. I'm like, and honestly, I don't think she'll be back tomorrow either. I think she's out the rest of the week. I'm calling it right now.
Poor Jess.
We are Jessless the rest of the week, y'all. Want to say this before we get the show started. Listen, yesterday was a crazy day in radio, and it's one of those days. It's like, one of those days makes me like really thankful for what we do. Just want to say thank you guys. Like, honestly, we don't take any of this for granted. Any day that we get a chance to come in here and just sit here and talk to you guys, especially live first thing in the morning with our early morning people. So thankful to be able to do this, to connect with you like in a city and like do this, something we love to do. And
in our city,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Like, really special.
Like, in our city,
like, we goof off a lot, but like, genuinely, like, this is like really a special gift to be able to do this.
Like, some days, I don't think I really, the alarm goes off, like, oh, it's so early in the morning, and like, oh, it's like, you know, I go home, I'm so tired all day. I don't think that, like, I take it all in, like, how much I really appreciate coming and like connecting with you guys and like talking about life and talking about what's going on in the city and like, and doing it in our city. You know, there's so many syndicated shows now that, like, I mean, it happened a couple of months ago where like another show in this city was taken away from you guys and they put on a show from a different city, and it's going to happen more and more and more. And I don't think that, like, I appreciate, and maybe this, here's like the moral of the story, is like, appreciate what you got in front of you right now.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
You never know what the future holds.
You never know what the future holds. So, like, and I forget, I think it was Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Which is such a weird show to quote. But he said, don't you wish you knew that you were living in the good old days when you're actually in the good old days, something like that.
That's true.
So, like, let's just take it in, man. Like this, there's so many moments that you're living in right now that will be the good old days. Right now. So they're taking in, and like this, we'll look back on it. Man, isn't that so great? We got to like share those days with each other. So anyway, thank you for being here. Really appreciate it.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess out today. She is still sick. So Charlotte's got your top three this morning.
Number three. There we go.
Baltimore, you have not one but two 4th of July light show options this year. You've got one at the Inner Harbor and then one at West Covington Park. So one is going to be in the Inner Harbor. Like I said, it's going to incorporate a drone show. And then, oh no, sorry. The drone show is at West Covington Park in South Baltimore. Wow. I should just start over. That was so bad, guys. I'm so sorry. So yeah, you got your traditional fireworks at the Inner Harbor and then the new drone show at West Covington Park, if that's what you're interested in. There we go.
Yo, I like the drone show. People kind of poo-poo on the drone show. I'm a fan. I really am. I know a lot of people just want to get into the old school fireworks, but I think the drone show is kind of rad. Have you seen the drone show before?
I haven't gotten to see one in real life yet,
it's
but I'm really
cool.
Interested.
You should check it out. I know a lot of you guys like I don't know. As I get older, everything's so sensory overload to me.
Fair.
The booms are so, like, overwhelming to me now.
Oh, that's true with the drones?
Like, there's no noise. There's no noise with the drones.
That's actually awesome, because then, like, veterans with, like, PTSD and stuff can go, see that instead of, like, the fireworks.
Everything is just so loud nowadays, man. So, I don't know. I saw the drone show downtown maybe 2-3 years ago. I was a fan, so you should at least check it out. Give it a chance.
Number two.
Okay, this one is amazing. Jimmy John's is debuting a Fetty Wap hashtag 1738 rap meal.
So random.
So it's a trap queen. It's like rap queen. Yeah. So they're teaming up for this limited edition meal. It's going to be a new Buffalo Ranch chicken wrap plus Buffalo flavored chips and drink if you want the whole meal. Fans can grab the meal nationwide starting June 29th, and reward members can score it for $6.79 using the promo code RAPQUEEN.
Well, it's, you know, I think it makes sense. It just seems so untimely. You know what I mean?
No, but it is, because he just got out of jail and he's going back on tour and everyone's so excited.
Right. Okay. It just seems like Trap Queen is such an untimely song. Like when you have like a Sabrina Carpenter like promoting Duncan and stuff like that. Okay, like she's relevant. Like when Charlie was doing it with Duncan, like so.
No,
like,
bro, you just Freddie don't get it. We've all been waiting for this for like a decade.
So weird.
Our man's been locked up. Man.
Number one.
The Blair Witch Project remake has set a 2027 release. So this is pretty cool. Blair Witch Project, a new one, is coming back to theaters on September 24th, 2027. It's going to be a new take on the horror classic designed to introduce the story to a new generation of fans. So the original movie came out in 1999 and it was an absolute pop culture phenomenon. It was filmed with like such a cheap budget and actually went on to earn $250 million worldwide and helped popularize the found footage horror genre, which is obviously now huge. And something that's really cool about it is that it takes place here in Burkittsville, Maryland.
Right.
And then, yeah, several creators and cast members from the original film are attached as executive producers of this, so you know it's in good hands. And, yeah, pretty excited to get lost in the woods again.
I don't think it's going to have the same kind of effect. The reason that why it was so cool the first time is because we didn't have the internet back in the day.
Right.
And so we were like, wait, is this for real?
Yeah, people didn't know that it was like a mockumentary.
We had no idea.
Uh-huh.
We were just like, wait, are these people for real dead?
Yeah.
And like, there was no way for us to like fact check it. And like for a long time, we thought this was like a real movie. Remember that? We had to be like, oh, they probably shouldn't release that found footage. That was scary.
And I'm hoping they'll like take that into consideration and like maybe do some cool like immersive marketing. I don't know, some way to like drum up that excitement again.
Something.
I'm excited.
Yeah. All right, there you go. There's your top three, y'all. I don't know when Jess is coming back. Probably not tomorrow. That's my bet. All right. 22 years ago today, there were two stars from this massive film that actually could not stand each other at all while they were filming. The tension got so bad. Actually, one of them went to the director and was like, will you please replace this other one? Because I cannot stand them. Yeah. And like, actually, this was a huge romantic movie. Like, when I tell you guys this, you're going to be like, wait, how did they
like,
actually?
They were in love in the movie?
They were in love with each other. And I don't even know how this like romantic movie got pulled off this way. The weird part is they actually ended up dating in real life after the movie was over.
Okay, enemies to lovers arc.
That's exactly what this is.
I kind of like that.
So let's go through it right now with Throwback Thursday. Okay, if you've not done one of these ones before, that's like literally all this is. It's just nostalgia. It's fun. We go back. We listen to music from previous years, and I'll take you to this little. Yeah, it's exactly what it was. It's enemies to lovers. It was a really weird story. We'll start with music. Let's go back first to 2012. Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's my girl.
Had the number one song. You're a huge fan, aren't you?
Yeah, her new album's about to come out. Me and Chris Cruz, we're always DMing about how much we love her.
I was like, I don't think anyone cares about Carly Rae Jepsen.
The gays, we ride for her.
The gays do still care.
We love her.
The straights, I think, gave up after this song.
Guys, I'm not kidding. If you've never done a deep dive of her discography, it is so much more than you realize. Like, this is the tip of the iceberg. And I'm sorry, her other stuff's way better.
Really? This song is so good.
It's cute, but her other stuff is, like, good.
All right. 2004 today, Usher had the number one song with Burn, which I actually, you know what's so weird about this song? I don't even know why, but I was singing this song this morning and, like, in my feels, and I'm like, why am I singing Burn? Like,
you're trying to let it burn.
But like for what? What am I burning right now? Like what's deep in my soul this morning?
You tell me, buddy.
I don't
know. What are you going through?
I need a moment. Hang on. About what though? I'm not sure. 1996 today. The Crossroads. Bone Thugs. Which is so funny because, God, I had been 13 at the time. And I'm sure like, you know, little white boy in Atlanta, I was like singing every lyric to the song and like having like no idea what it was even about, you know. Song about dying.
What
too.
Year was this again?
96.
Okay, no wonder I don't really recognize it. I was born that year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would have been zero. Like, but you know, I'm sure I had no idea. It's a song about dying.
Damn.
But I'm sure I knew every lyric to the song. I still think I do, too.
And you're like, that's so me.
It's so me.
It's so me.
I'm pretty sure it's about dying from drugs, too, if I remember correctly. And I'm like, I can so relate to this song. Like, this song speaks to me. Mom's like, what's this song? I'm like, Mom, shut up. Shut up, Mom. This is my song, all right?
All right, 22 years ago today, y'all, The Notebook was released. The Notebook, it was The Notebook that I was talking about.
Wait,
y'all,
what?
Y'all, did you have any idea that back in the day, well, let's go through The Notebook, but Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams actually hated each other, which is so crazy to think about that, like, maybe the biggest love movie of all time, those two actually hated each other. So let's go back to this movie. 22 years ago, the movie comes out. Not instant blockbuster, by the way. Number 4 when it comes out. But, like, word of mouth gets around. Finally gets up to $115 million, right? Now it's obviously, like, one of the pop culture's biggest love movies ever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they put these two together. These two actually hate each other.
That's
They start reading lines together. There's so much tension. They have different acting styles. And finally, Ryan Gosling goes to the director and is like, yo, we got to get somebody else. This Rachel McAdams girl sucks. Like,
whoa.
I don't like her. You got to bring somebody else in. They put them in a room together. Eventually, like, y'all, we got to figure this out because y'all are it. Like, y'all are the two people. And apparently there was this massive screaming match between the two of them. And somehow they, like, figure their differences out and they put on this movie, y'all. Now, keep in mind, these two actually ended up dating in real life after the movie wrapped from 2005 to 2007 and actually ended up having the best kiss on the 2005 MTV Awards. So, like, I don't know what happened in that meeting. So,
I wouldn't do anything to know what the screaming match was about.
I mean, so there's still hope. There's still hope for that, you know, that person you still think is, you know, faded with. But, like, that's a wild twist.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
All right, here we go. This game is worth $1,000 in free gas, and we play it every single day. Jess is out today, so it's going to be me and you. And caller number 10. Good morning. Is this hi?
Hi, it's Natalie.
Yo, Natalie. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm on my way to work. I'm pulling over right now.
Natalie,
I'm
pull
very
over.
Excited.
Take your time.
I feel like today's my day.
Today is going to be your day, Natalie. I can just feel it. Wait, Natalie, have you won before? I don't think you've ever won, though, have you?
No, I played a lot. Never won.
You have played a lot. Natalie has come up, stepped up to the plate many times,
exactly.
But never gotten that home run before. That's really as far as my sports knowledge goes. So other than that, I've got no other sports analogies. All right, Natalie, get ready. Everybody, this is Natalie. In case you don't know her, she's played many times. Natalie, you know you got 7 trivia questions ahead of you. You got 60 seconds to answer these questions. If you can do it, we got that $1,000 Rofo gift card ready for you. If you get one wrong, though, you mispronounce one, you take longer than 60 seconds, we're going to buzz you out of here, all right? You can pass on the ones you don't know. We're going to come back to those at the end. Natalie!
I'm ready.
Is the day of the day?
We'll see. I'm going to have fun either way.
You know what? I love the attitude. I always love the energy. Natalie, let's give it a shot, okay?
Okay.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number 1. What do we call a book someone writes about their own life experiences?
A biography. Autobiography.
Oh, my God, Natalie.
Oh, no. It's an autobiography.
Did we have fun at least, though? Did we have fun?
Kind of. All right, today's not my day.
Oh, no.
That one's so quick. Too quick.
It was too quick.
Yeah.
You came in too excited, Natalie. Yeah. Autobiography.
Yeah, autobiography.
We'll take a memoir as well, but autobiography.
Yeah.
Well, let's just keep going, see how it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
Which superhero wears a green ring with incredible power?
Is it a Green Hornet?
It's a Green Lantern, is who we were looking for.
Green Lantern, okay. Yeah.
So
right.
At least that would have gotten us out. Okay, I felt better. In the movie Clueless, what phrase does Cher famously say when she is disgusted or shocked?
As if.
Okay, there you go. Number 4, who was the U.S. president for most of the 90s?
Bill Clinton.
Correct. Question number 5, what is the largest bird in the world?
An ostrich.
Correct. Question number 6, who was the female lead in the movie Ghost?
Oh, God. I don't know. Is it Susan
Sarandon? It's not. It's Demi Moore on that one. Question number seven is, was going to be, what is the official birthstone of February? Any idea?
Amethyst?
There you go. Wow. Wait, what?
No, I would have done well on the other one.
Yo, what in the world? Where did that... We're going to screw up autobiography, but we're not going to screw up the February birth zone?
I did say autobiography right after.
Yeah, I know, but you... How are you going to get the birthstone right, but not the autobiography one?
My sister was born in February.
Ah, there you go. There she is.
Yeah.
Natalie, one of these days is going to be your day. But it's not going to be today. So, oh, well.
That's all right. Thanks for letting me play.
Listen, it's always fun to have you on. You know how this works. Tomorrow we'll come back. It's going to be Friday. We're going to have 7 new trivia questions, and we're going to try it all over again, okay?
All right. Thanks.
You're so welcome. Hey, y'all, listen, that is our $1,000 minute. That's how it works. Come on back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. It's brought to you by our friends over at Rofo Royal Farms with the Rofo Rewards app. You get exclusive deals every single day. To join that, just text the word Rofo, R-O-F-O. Is that a word? It's not really a word. It's an acronym. Rofo to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Crazy doing it.
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I'm thinking about proposing this weekend to my girlfriend with a Tiffany box, even though the ring inside is fake.
Why would you do that?
Okay, her parents are flying in, and I already arranged for a dinner with them after I proposed.
Okay. So
my plan is to propose at the Christmas Village, because our first date was there 2 years ago this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she had always dreamed of a Tiffany engagement ring, because her grandmother gave her a charm bracelet from Tiffany. So it's sentimental to her, and she's mentioned it more than once over the years.
So she's hinting at you, like, yo, the ring needs to be from Tiffany's.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I found a really nice ring, and I bought it, but it's from Jared instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because,
nothing wrong with Jared, by the way. I think my ring was from Jared, that I gave my ex-wife. Shout out Jared, by the way.
I'd say the ring is still nice, and the reason why I went with that one is because we're saving for a house, and I did not want us to go into, like, major debt, honestly. So I bought a Tiffany box off of eBay to make the proposal moment feel special.
So you're basically lying to her, like you're going to start your union off of a lie?
I know it seems that way, yeah. I even told one of my friends about this, and she's saying, like, basically, when I propose to my girlfriend, the second she sees the ring does not match the box, that's all I'm going to remember from that proposal.
I have a question. So wait, if she opens this box and feels like it's not from Tiffany's and confronts you about it, are you going to lie to her, or are you going to tell her the truth?
No, I'm not going to tell her that it's not from Tiffany.
Yeah, why would you? And you think you'd be able to get away with this?
But that's gaslighting her, though.
Kind of.
No, it's legit gaslighting her.
But how would she know? Like, do you think that she would know the difference?
No, because she's not a jewelry person, and... Honestly, I think she's more obsessed with the fantasy of it being from Tiffany and not the actual ring itself.
Okay, so there we go. I mean, is that terrible then? I mean, he's giving her the fantasy without the price tag.
Why can't... I think this is kind of crappy. Like, why can't we just be honest with her? Because I understand your reasoning of wanting to save money for the house. I don't think you're wrong in that. But I do think it's wrong to basically gaslight your fiance.
I think that's kind of messed up. If she wouldn't know the difference, I mean, what percentage?
We're hoping she doesn't know the difference.
What percentage sure are you that she wouldn't know? If you had to just give us a number, like what percentage sure?
I would say like 75% sure she won't know.
Come on. To save that kind of money, I mean, for his future?
I just feel like if she were to find out later that you did lie to her, it's going to be, so what else are you lying about? Or you're going to start our relationship out on a lie, like the most sacred,
to save the money,
a sacred marriage.
It's not just for fun.
But you could, there's an opportunity to be honest with her about your reasoning. And I think that's fair. But instead, we're going to buy a box from eBay, a used box. You guys.
I love this idea. Well, let's talk to you.
Something old. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Not a ring box.
Not somebody else's used ring box.
All right, let's get you on the phone for this. So Anonymous is saying, hey, listen, my fiance has always had this fascination with having this proposal moment with a Tiffany ring. She always wanted a Tiffany ring, but honestly, like, she doesn't really know jewelry that well. We're trying to save for a house right now. So I want to just, I already have a ring from Jared, right? I bought a Tiffany ring box. I'm going to give her that moment that she's expecting, but it's just the ring's just not from Tiffany. Do we tell him to go for that? Or should he just be honest and be like, yo, it's from Jared? You know, obviously, Jess, you're out of it. I don't think it's that terrible. I think because of your motive, I don't think it's a terrible idea to save a few bucks. And that's, to me, like, the biggest thing behind this. I think any woman that wants a financially stable future with a man would hear this and be like, yeah, like, why would you not just do that? You're still giving her the moment that she wants, but just on a budget, you know? Do we tell Anonymous to go for it? Do we talk him out of it? Call us. Who's up?
This is Chelsea in Elkridge on 4.
Chelsea, I mean, what do you think? Do you think he could fake his way through this ring? It's not really from Tiffany. You know, should he give her the fake box and say that it is?
Oh, my God, yes. Like, no one's going to care. She's going to be a Christmas village. He can get, like, a ring from TikTok, and she won't even notice it. She's going to be so in the moment.
Right.
No one's going to know. I think she's going to love it, and she's going to feel, especially because she loves him, she's not going to care about that. She's going to see a sparkling thing, and that's it. It's more about the moment and the feelings.
So I agree with you that the relationship should matter more. I think my only concern is him feeling like he needs to lie to her. Like, I don't understand why he can't explain to her about wanting to save more money for their house and all that kind of stuff, which I support. It's the lie for me. That's what's making me feel uncomfortable.
I mean, honestly, it's a little white lie. Like, it's so financially steep right now. Like, I think she's going to get it either way, even if she finds out. It's literally not a big deal. I feel like if anyone's calling otherwise, like, they're super shallow. Sorry, not sorry, but yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just like, it's a red flag if they think otherwise, you know. It's again, it's about the feeling and, like, the love and everything. Oh, so, it's not about the ring.
So you're saying that, like, if you're saying that, like, this is, the ring should be the most, isn't the most important part. It's more about the engagement and everything else. Not
exactly.
Not what's inside the box. It's more about obviously.
It's just what it represents. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, who's up, Jess?
This is Leah on 3 in Pasadena.
Leah, good morning.
Hi.
I mean, what do you think? Okay. I mean, he's considering, you know, proposing. He's got a Tiffany ring box with a ring from Jared on the inside because she's always wanted a Tiffany proposal. He doesn't think she'll be able to know the difference, though.
So I am ambivalent about, like, you know, if he wants to use the Tiffany box for the proposal, great. Like, it's a big moment, exciting. But you can't lie about where the ring is from. Like, if she asks or you know, just generally, I think she has to be told immediately, okay, it's not actually a Tiffany ring. I know you wanted one. I know it's important to you. But, like, this is what I can afford. I want the house. Like, that's very reasonable. But, like, this is a marriage. And even if she's not a jewelry person, she's going to be so proud of that Tiffany ring. She's going to tell people. Mm-hmm. And there are jewelry people who will tell her, that is not a Tiffany ring. Or she'll get talked about behind her back and she'll find out.
Would somebody do that to somebody's face?
Wait a second.
Would somebody do that to somebody's face, though?
That's actually a really good point. He's basically going to humiliate. He's going to make her feel like she can. What happens if she posts this online and then this girl is saying my ring is from Tiffany's, and then people are going to think she's lying? People are going to think she's the liar, and there's going to be people being like, oh, this girl. Why is this girl saying her ring is from Tiffany's when it's obviously not? And it's going to make her look a certain type of way, even though he's lying, and that makes her look dumb.
If this woman posts, look at my Tiffany's ring, this is the most shallow woman on the face
of the earth.
Have you ever seen someone post?
No,
like,
that's not what we're saying. We're saying when this girl, like, no, what I'm saying is when she's with her girlfriends or whoever and she's like, oh my gosh, like, my ring's from Tiffany's, it's my dream. And then someone's going to be like, oh yeah, sure, girl. And then behind her back, they're going to be like, wait, why is she lying to us? Why does she feel the need to say it's from Tiffany's when it's not? Like, what? Or if she's at work and some coworker that she doesn't know, and talks crap
far-fetched
about her behind her back.
It just feels far-fetched to me.
Shallow. It's not shallow to be, like, proud of your ring and to be, you know, oh my God, my future husband thought, you know, he knew that I wanted a Tiffany ring and he got one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, I would say that for sure. Not because I'm shallow, but because I would be bragging on how thoughtful and, you know, kind he is and how much he knows me and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Leah.
I mean, y'all, he's saving money for their future. You guys are discounting that whole fact. Like, can he get away with it? Do we talk him out of it or does he go for it? Now, Mahesh, you actually, because we were talking about, like, maybe he could get away with it because who in the world would ever be like, hey, that ring is fake, you know? Because mm-hmm. Jess is worried that somebody may actually call her out and be like, hey,
I'm afraid like one of her friends is going to be like, girl, why is this man lying to you? Because that's not from Tiffany's.
And I'm like, nobody would ever do that. Mahesh, you've got a real world example of that actually happening.
Yeah, kind of. We were at like a family friend's place and one of the aunties there is very into jewelry and had a whole jeweler's kit. And she like busted it out, and whoever wanted their jewelry checked, she was able to like, you know, to see if the diamond's real or like how clean it is or the quality and stuff.
This is so anti-core. Like, this is anti-core.
Like, was yeah. checking rings
so
to see what was real.
If his fiance isn't a jewelry pro, someone she knows might be. And my wife and I, we've been married. We just had our 6th anniversary. This happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We'd already been married for like 4 years. And her engagement ring was being checked to make sure, like, the diamond was real.
Were you nervous, Mahesh? Were you sweating it a little bit?
No, luckily I was not because I went through one of my other.
Because he's like, I'm not a liar.
Right, yeah, that's it.
Wait, was anybody there shocked? Was anything fake they didn't know?
No, everyone's jewelry is legit. So
dang.
Luckily no one
wow.
was shocked.
Wow.
That's, so I didn't, first of all, I didn't know that's an option of things that could
that's
be happening at parties.
That's something like my Apu would do for sure. She
yeah,
would totally
like
pull that.
And they're not even like in the jewelry business. That's
no.
like her hobby. Just,
yeah, you know QVC. I mean? Like, I bet you my Apu has that from QVC in her house right now for funsies.
Just to call people out.
Mm-hmm.
Just to check receipts.
Yeah.
Mahesh, that's funny, man. Well, if that's an option, we definitely need to keep that in mind. Who's up, Jess?
This is Anne on 3 in Baltimore.
And, you know, listen, she always wanted a Tiffany ring just for the proposal. It's you know, her grandma gave her this bracelet, so Tiffany means something to her. He doesn't think she's going to know the difference. He wants to save for this house. Do we tell him to go for it? I mean, what do we do here?
So I definitely don't support the lie. I think if it's something that is really important to her, that's like her lifelong dream, that it's worth actually doing the Tiffany's. And I realize he's stressed about the house. I know how it is when you're first starting out and you're worried about money. But I think if you're entering into a marriage, you have to think long term. And when you hit your 40s and your 50s, you have the house. And you're really glad that when you could in the beginning that you made your wife's dream come true.
Are you saying the ring is more important than the house?
No, I think that house comes eventually anyway.
I got you. Okay, so you're saying get the ring now, and if it takes you longer to get the house, it's worth it to have this moment now?
Right. If this is her lifelong dream, then yeah, I wouldn't lie, but I wouldn't tell her it's Tiffany's either.
Mm.
If it's not that important, if it really is not that important, then don't spend the money. But if this is her lifelong thing that she's always wanted.
Which it seems like it is.
If you can give it to her, I would do it.
Okay, but if he already has the ring from Jared, should he like take it back and like sell it and go get a different one, you think?
Yeah, I feel like this is a marriage. This is the rest of your life. So,
okay.
No, yeah, if it were my spouse, I would do, if I could afford it, because this is your spouse. This is your lifelong person.
You're not wrong. I just don't know that you're right. Okay.
I get the sentiment. Right. I get the sentiment.
Wow. Man, you guys are really knocking with my commitment phobia this morning with this topic.
No, but what I'm saying though, more than anything, I feel like the consensus is though, like he should not lie.
Right.
Like if he can't get it, that's
yeah.
okay, but say that.
I mean, Anonymous, what I'm stressed out for you. I mean, how do you feel after hearing all this? I mean, where's your thoughts with it?
I'm conflicted. I mean, like, I can see why this would feel like lying to her. But on the other hand, I feel like I'm justified in the way I'm coming about it. And I feel like she's still going to be happy with at least getting a ring and being proposed to. But I'm conflicted, I guess.
I know. But you got to save that money. That's the thing, man. Like,
I get where you're coming from. I would just think about it because the idea of finding out, like, that's a lot of.
That would suck.
That's a very elaborate plan.
Jess is not wrong.
To lie.
Okay, okay, so I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we typically do something called a Talk Me Out of It update on Mondays where we just check back in with people to see how these things went. Would you be interested in coming back on Monday to let us know which box did you go with? Did you go with Tiffany's box or did you go with the Jared box? Would you be down to call us back?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, obviously, we don't know your name. We don't have your phone number. We'd have to rely on you calling us back. Are you down?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, how many of these health trends are you doing that are now scaring doctors and nurses? I'm going to tell you, I'm doing like 3 or 4 of them. So just heads up on this. Yeah, they were asking doctors and nurses, like, which one of these things that people are into health-wise are actually kind of bad for you? So go through these and be like, oh, no, like, this probably is bad. Try to stop doing these. Number one is vaping. They are saying that, like, vaping is, I mean, you should know. By the way, that should not shock you that vaping is bad for you. I mean, that's, when I saw that, like, vaping is number one, I was like, well, yeah, is anyone vaping a thing that's not bad
for you?
So
many of my friends vape, but they're self-aware at least.
I think, though, that, like, vaping was introduced as, like, a healthier way to smoke cigarettes, that, like, you're like, oh, don't worry, now it's vaping. It's vaping is not supposed to be actually great. Healthier than doing that. Ketamine, also not. I think people think that ketamine is not that bad for you. No, ketamine actually is.
Who is thinking ketamine is not? How is that a health? Well, I guess they have those clinics or whatever you can
get it. Yeah,
because I know on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives they go do that, and I'm like, what do you mean y'all won't smoke a? Am I allowed to say a J?
Yeah, I don't care.
You won't smoke a J, but you'll go do ketamine?
No, I know.
What?
Yo, how about this one? This is what's scaring doctors. We're talking about the list of health trends right now that's scaring doctors and nurses. Sleep deprivation going right into energy drinks, Charlotte, as she takes a sip. Literally,
That was water, okay. Not my Celsius, but I am about to take a sip of my Celsius.
Yeah, literally, the doctor says our bodies are not meant to run on that combination forever. Charlotte's like, been working with me for 29 years now. It is true. Because, like, is that, like, your normal life? Like, do you literally go from, like, sleep? Because I'm thinking about, like, last night I got about 5 hours sleep. Now, I don't drink caffeine, but this is why when you guys wonder why I'm so cranky, it's I don't drink caffeine.
Yeah.
When I did, I was such a lovely person. I was such a happier human being when I drank caffeine.
Wow, love that
for me. Yeah, like, this is
your caffeine.
I was, man. When people used to work with me, I used to be the happiest coworker on the planet. Then I stopped drinking caffeine. I'm miserable, man. I'm just angry all the time now.
The one day I didn't have a Celsius, Kramer literally was like, I will pay for you to get Celsius. Because I was so Charlotte was like, unable to function.
She came in without caffeine. I was like, go.
So, like, you say don't do it, but, like, you know you want me to keep drinking my Celsius.
Yeah, this is going to really upset somebody. Ready? GLP-1 drugs. GLP-1. We're talking, the Ozempics, the, what are the other ones? You know what I'm talking
Can
about.
Can I hop on my soapbox for a minute?
We literally have about a minute left this break, so go ahead.
Guys. Please love yourselves. Like, it's scary out here right now. I feel like we're going back to, like, early 2000s, like, body shaming trends. And, like, if your doctor recommends that or whatever, that's good for you. But, like, it's scary out here. Like, I feel like it's being shoved down our throats.
Well, it's becoming a normal way of life. It's becoming a normal way of life. But this is what the doctor's saying. This, it can be life changer with people with diabetes.
Yes.
But people who are obese with controlling their cravings. However, they can cause serious complications with people who don't take them as directed. And that's
what's scary.
That's the problem.
And we don't know all
the
long-term side effects, which really scares me.
Last one, though. This one kind of surprised me. Is that doctors and nurses are saying, be careful. Ready for this one? E-scooters and e-bikes are quickly becoming the top reasons of visits for the ER. Collisions with either other ones, with riders, pedestrians. That's like people are, like, not wearing helmets and things like that. So,
a girl from my college just posted a GoFundMe because she was in such a serious scootering accident. So, like, seriously, actually be careful with those.
It's not even just vaping. Now you got to be careful with those damn e-bikes.
And don't vape on the e-bike.
Yo, if you're vaping on your GLP-1s,
be careful, bro.
With sleep deprivation, you're asking for it. Posting your kids online and then covering up their face is just weird behavior. I think it's just weird to do. Like, if you don't want to post your kids online for safety, totally understand. Mm-hmm. Just leave them off the internet. Like, I just don't get posting their picture online and then covering their face. It's weird. I'll tell you how this came up. So before this was a non-issue with my family, my sister has triplets, by the way. Mm-hmm. I am a very proud uncle of triplets. I love him. But in the recent couple of months, they've kind of like tightened things up. My sister's kind of like researched how it's, you know.
That's fair. The internet's really
scary. It's a weird place. Yeah. And I guess I've had to kind of wisen up to that a little bit more too. I'm not a parent, so like all this is kind of like not in my peripheral.
And you're also a public figure uncle, to be fair. Well, so it's not the same as like Joe Schmo sharing pics.
My kid, by the way, and I got to be honest with you, I feel like my kid would be all over the internet. But that's just with my little bit of knowledge.
So tracks, you know, for you.
100%. I would milk my kid 100%. This is why I don't need a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll be in Atlanta next week for the 4th of July. And this will be the first time I've seen them since this rule has been implemented. And I'm like feeling some kind of way about it because usually when I see them,
I can't get my attention.
Well, I like to post them. Like, it's just fun to post pictures of them because they're so freaking cute, right?
Because then girls message me and say they're cute and I get to talk to girls. I get
uncle points for that, right? Like, I get like hot uncle points, but not anymore.
Or maybe you
like,
get good uncle points for not posting them.
I'm just used to it, right? I'm used to like posting pictures of them. So I was thinking about it and I was asking my sister and she was like, well, I mean, you can still post pictures of them. You just got to like cover their faces up when you post them. And I'm like, I'm not going to be one of those people. I just think that's weird to like post pictures of kids, but then cover their faces up. I've always thought it's very bizarre behavior to do. I just don't understand why even go. And listen, some of y'all do that. Some of y'all will post your kids online and then like use a little emoji and cover their face up. And I'm like, why do you do that? What's the point of even doing it? Like if you don't want to post your kid, all right, that's your prerogative. But why even like go even further to like cover their face
up? And we're talking
up?
About like, you mean when you're taking pictures just of the kids, like not a group photo even where a group kid's
photo.
In it.
Leave it a group photo. Like even if it's like you and like, let's just like say it's you and your partner and like your kids, like just don't post that picture.
So I disagree with that. So I posted a picture where it was at a baby shower or a wedding shower. I don't know. One of the kind of showers. And it was like a massive picture of all of me and my neighbors from growing up, but also the new generation of her kids. So when I posted the photo of me and all my neighbors, I did cover up the kids' faces because that's what the mom felt more comfortable with. So I do have to argue. Like, I disagree on this.
That might be different.
I think it's valid.
If you've got a picture with like 15, 20 people in it and you want to cover up two, that's fine. But I'll see some of y'all and like you'll post your like your family, like your immediate family. Mm. I'm talking like you, your partner, and like your two kids.
So you want them to exclude the child from the family
photo? I'm just saying don't post your family. Then just don't post it.
No, you're the weird one, bro.
Bizarre behavior. Like, just leave it all off the internet. Like, what does that do for you in general? Like, I just don't understand that behavior. If safety is a real concern for you, if that's like your thing, if you're like, oh no, like my kid's safety is so important for me, but I'm going to go ahead and just post like half my family online, then like, what are you doing? It just doesn't really make sense. Yo, this scam that went down over at Baltimore City Community College. Did you not hear about this, Charlotte?
No, I haven't.
This is wild. And listen, I know everyone has mixed feelings on AI, but whoever figured this AI prompt out, good on them. Scammers are getting wild.
What happened?
So basically, this is mixed, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. Jess is out today. So basically what happened was these scammers figured out a way to use AI to basically pretend to be fake students. Okay. So what they did was they basically enrolled these like students and like created these fake identities, right?
Okay.
To make 145 fake students to enroll over at BCCC, right? And then they all applied for student aid as these fake students. Like, I don't even know how this story like actually happened as I'm like trying to like process this whole thing.
I know,
right?
I'm like...
So, AI students, all right, enrolled in these classes over at BCCC. And then they applied. Now, they even like turned in fake homework. Now, these are not real students. So they're like enrolled for online classes.
But wouldn't they have like, to pay tuition?
Well, they applied for student aid. So they applied and like, these are not real kids. They are completely AI bots.
Okay.
Like enrolled for, you know, classes over here, acting like they're going to classes. But it's all online, so it doesn't really matter, right? Mm. So they applied for all this money. Yo, scammers were able to collect $264,000 in financial aid. And then they thought was going to real students. and then basically just disappeared. Like,
that's
that was
frustrating.
It. They were gone. Here, let me play you this audio. This is so crazy. I'm talking about like how this whole thing went down because I don't even know. I don't even know how that would be again. I don't really know how the school system works, y'all. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how this all stuff works. But the fact that they were able to like get away with all this like blows my mind. Here, listen to this.
So scammers steal real people's identities and they create synthetic ones. So they use those to apply in online to primarily online community college classes, the kind with no in-person requirements. And you don't have to be a programmer. You can simply have a really creative and clear way to communicate what you're hoping to do. Hey, in this particular geography, identify the schools with online courses and then apply with some particular database of already stolen identities and continue that process until you're successful.
Yo, literally, like, just went on, I don't know if it's ChatGPT or whatever, and said, like, yo, like, make me this, like a real person's identity, and then, like, created this human that was going to school, doing the homework, turning it in, and then they just, like, stole that money. Over $250,000 over at Baltimore City Community College. Yo, AI is wild. Like, I don't, that story freaks
that's
me
that's unbelievable.
Out. Yeah, so there you go. There's a little AI news here in your own backyard.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.